BBC Audio are delighted to bring you a collection of Terence Rattigan's finest plays from the BBC Radio Archives. Rattigan was a British playwright whose well-structured plays enjoyed enormous success in the years before and after World War II. At one time, three of his works were running simultaneously in the West End. Rattigan was knighted in 1971, the first dramatist to be so honoured since the war. In this collection, we bring together some of Rattigan's most established and esteemed plays. The older productions from the 1970s are introduced by the author himself as part of a festival celebrating Rattigan's work that played out on the BBC radio. These older pieces are teamed with some more modern productions, such as Separate Tables, produced in 2022.
We present French Without Tears by Terence Rattigan, with an introductory comment by the author. Sir Terence Rattigan.
July the 17th, 1931. Now, it was on that afternoon, my diary tells me, that I, as a 19-year-old undergraduate, arrived at the Villa des Dunes Vimereux, which was a crumbling French seaside resort near Boulogne, and I was the paying guest of a Monsieur Martin, a French professor who ran a cramming establishment for candidates for the British diplomatic service, and whose unenviable task during the next few months was going to be to teach me French. Now, he'd begun that task at once. In a letter to my father, he'd announced that he would be, and I quote, extremely distinguishable from all others on the quay at Boulogne by dint of a white handkerchief he would be holding in his right hand. I had indeed found him extremely distinguishable from all others, even without the fluttering but far from white emblem that he was holding as promised, rigidly above his ear as I stepped off the boat. A jutting grey beard, a ferocious expression, a high-domed forehead, a dark serge suit, open-necked shirt and sandals, a row of pens and pencils appearing from his breast pocket, he was certainly, as in my later days I might have said, well cast for the part. I advanced timidly on him and extended my hand. Monsieur Martin, I asked. He nodded grimly. Comment allez-vous, I said, in my best schoolboy French. There was a long pause while he stuffed the handkerchief back into his pocket. Then he took my hand and, speaking very slowly, very loudly, and with a perfect enunciation that I can't possibly hope to copy now, anyway, said, enchanté de faire votre connaissance, monsieur. I smiled politely, but he still gripped my hand in a vice. Enchanté de faire votre connaissance, monsieur, he repeated very firmly. Well, now, I knew the French were a polite race, but I really didn't see why one had to go on saying how do you do forever. Until suddenly, just as he was going to his act for the third time, I realized that he was trying to tell me what I ought to have said to him. We were by now the object of some interest on the quayside, for his voice carried far, and we'd been shaking hands for an awful long time. I repeated his formula tremulously, and was at last allowed to go free. Accent abominable, he growled to himself, as he turned to look for a porter, but Monsieur Martin's growl was anybody else's yell, and I was deeply ashamed. For the next 3 months, I was to be deeply ashamed on an average of 3 or 4 times per day. The constant roars of, ah, mon Dieu, entendez, messieurs, cette nouvelle abomination de Monsieur Rattigan, became, to say the least, monotonous. Yes, I'm afraid I was the despair of poor Monsieur Martin. The point being that while at night those future diplomats were dutifully reading their La Bruyère or La Rousse in the privacy of their rooms, the future playwright, in the privacy of his, was planning the plays he was one day going to write. For instance, this one. Although, please don't think that anyone in French Without Tears is in the least like anyone I met at the Villa des Dunes Vimereux. Except, and one has to say this, except possibly Monsieur Mango. Yes, I fancy you might just recognize Monsieur Mango. Dear Monsieur Martin. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Monsieur Mango.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?